Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. Get to heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia, and thankfully I've got a few in the fridge, Heggy, because I taped my special almost 3 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah.
And I have fucking a blown out.
Oh, you've been hitting it hard. I've seen you online, actually. I haven't even talked to you that much. Just see you online amongst it in the pubs among the people, your people. A master of the working classes from afar. Not one of them, but still mixing it with the working classes. I like,
mate, working class. I'm 3 jobs, 2 kids, mate. White picket fence, that's not mine. I'm a renter. Yeah. I'm your stock standard renter battler, mate.
I went to the Factory Theatre last night.
Yeah.
And no ice and cold cans of Coke in the fridge, but they did have Heaps Normal. So
Heaps Normal.
The tide is turning.
Fuck yeah. Get amongst it. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gulf
at LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate? Big week for you.
Yeah, good, man. Almost didn't make it today. We'd lined this up a couple of days ago. We're recording the intro for this on a Monday arvo at 2 o'clock. And at about 1 p.m., my three-year-old son decided to put his one-year-old brother's head into a fucking door.
That's
and man, it blew up. Thankfully, there was a UFC card on Sunday that I watched, and it had the most graphic head split in UFC. It was fucking horrendous. People are groaning and stuff at this, at the UFC.
Did your boy's head split open this morning?
No, it just had a fucking big lump on it.
Yeah.
And then my wife did, of course, first aid skills, start talking about what happened and what we should do. And I said, just get a fucking ice pack.
Yeah. Rest in peace, straight on.
Yeah, boys.
Lying down.
Wrap a tea towel around it.
Sedate him. Done. Forget about it. Have a look at him tomorrow.
Really did slow him down.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. People always say you don't want a sick kid, but fuck, they're quiet when they are crook.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, is there any other reason?
Not Munchausen? What's the one where you're putting the fucking dishwashing liquid in the Fruit Loops and shit?
Yeah, it's Munchausen's by proxy.
Is it Munchausen?
Yeah.
Bit less chat around the house if they're a bit crook, you know?
Yeah.
But, man, he's 1 year old. It's probably recovered already.
Oh, he's fine. They'll come back and haunt him in 50, 60 years. Not now. Let's chalk that CT up to that incident. Is it a solid core door in your house? It's an old house. You got solid doors?
No, I think these ones, they're the type of door you told me about. The owner of this house, or the previous owner, put some fucking pretty cheap shit in here.
Right.
And I think the doors, thank fuck, the door on the room where his head smashed into is one of those ones where it looks fancy, but I assume inside is just a fucking old new idea or something.
Yeah, just paper.
You know?
Bits of cardboard.
Yeah.
When you can put a head through them, quite entertaining.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it with a baby. Don't worry about it.
No.
Someone else's, no worries. Saw you online recently.
Oh, yeah.
Fulfilling your dreams at the pub.
Oh, yeah. It was at Cooper's Inn on a Saturday night. I was a part of the Mug Off. Great podcast. Check it out. bloody your mates there from Sydney.
They sure are. One of our little sister podcasts.
Live mug off, and I'd come from my son's birthday party, actually. So I went from a family birthday event to the live mug off where I had a few shots, bunch of beers, and then there was an arm wrestling comp just taking place in the bar.
Yeah.
And fuck, I had a good run. I think it was about 7 or 8 in a row. I just fucking towed up.
And then you lost to some Queenslander, no less, no?
It was a Queenslander, yeah. It was and I want to start using this as slang. It was Cooper. His name was Cooper, the 19-year-old Tyler from Toowoomba.
Nice.
And I'm starting using he's tough as a Tyler from Toowoomba as thing because he fucking hell. As soon as I shook his hand.
But surely if he's come in and you're seven arm wrestles deep, surely you've been weakened for the day.
Well, again, I had to try and my arm wrestling career, very much like the UFC career of my hero, Conor McGregor. Do you leave on top? No. Just keep going.
Yeah, but it'd be like if you're seven arm wrestles in, it'd be like me beating the shit out of Ric Flair now and saying, got him, I'm the best.
It's pretty good. So, of course, I took it like a man and insisted we do it left-handed where I fucking towed him up. Then he got me back on the right hand again.
Yeah, right.
And it was time for a dart. So, again, just a solid Saturday night at the Cooper's Inn.
Did you have a dart in your mouth while you're doing it? That would have been...
Man, that would have been good. that was his congratulatory. He's like, you want to come for a dart?
Yeah, great.
Just a 19-year-old with the vibe of a 45-year-old. Loved it.
Yeah,
it was bloody good fun. Good, honest fun, you know? What have you been up to, mate? Last week we had to beep it out of the Sydney podcast.
Yeah.
At the very end, there was mention of you crossing the pond to one of your favourite parts of the world, New Zealand.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was just that. I think something dodgy got said, probably by you.
Yeah.
I went over to be in an ad.
No Ooh, less. Look out.
Yeah, should be out. I don't know. Anyway, it was all right. They were lovely people. I took a day to film, went down to Dunedin.
Mm.
It was fucking cold.
Yeah.
Real cold. Had to have my hands out on a fence for a couple of hours, it seemed. Yeah, it was cold. But pretty good. Came back, went and did a corporate in Melbourne, which I chalk up as a victory because I haven't got a great track record there, but it went pretty well.
But who does?
Huge room.
Who does?
Wow.
Who's got a good track record? On Saturday, I'm doing the North Melbourne Grand Final Breakfast, which is a big event in Melbourne in the morning of the AFL Grand Final.
Yep.
I'm performing there with Diesel, who I believe you did stand up before at another corporate event.
Oh, I've opened for Diesel this very year. Brilliant.
Man, I'm about to do it 8:15 on a Saturday morning.
Whatever.
Where AFL fans are fucking 10 crownies deep.
Where is it?
At Crown.
I might come. Can I just wander in?
Man, I've got a plus one.
Have you?
good news for me, I might just still be there from a Friday. Who knows what's going to happen this Friday night. Just roll in, do the gig, hop in a cap, kebab in hand and a microphone. Who wants an arm wrestle?
Yeah, great. I'll be down there this week from Thursday through to Saturday.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Going to the Exford to watch the game, Saturday, Arvo. Then I've got to go do a gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got a few shows on this week.
Where are you?
I can't remember.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
Man, you've changed.
Well, I don't know. It's like theatres and shit. It's like movie theatres, not my own show in a theatre.
Yeah.
It's a couple of movie theatre shows. Elsternwick, Belgrave and somewhere else, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, sick. LukeHeggie.com.
Yeah.
You though, Heggie, you have been flying a lot and you had a bit of a different one.
Oh.
The other day.
Yeah, man. On my way back from said corporate, I got on an early flight, early as I could, and they put me in business class.
Oh, fuck, mate.
First time ever. I dare say the last, calling me by my name. Didn't really make use of it. Just had a cup of water and just sat there, had a nap.
Fuck. Like an actual lunatic. You're on a fucking list now. But between your Vegemite sandwich on the way to France.
Yeah. The other five people in business class, they're all having smoked salmon, scrambled eggs and shit. No, I don't really need it. I would have said yes just for the sake of it there. Dropped it on the floor or something, made someone clean it up. Who knows? Calling me by my name and stuff. It's weird. I don't know. Not for me, really. I mean, the seat size is good, obviously. The rest of it.
Fucking oath.
Don't care.
Can't touch anyone's elbows. I like it.
It's only 1 hour. Gives a shit. Fine.
Man, you could have had two sets of scramby eggs.
Yeah, could have done.
In that time. By the way, there's nothing better too than knowing that you've hopped off a flight where you've been on business class to pick up a bike and then ride home from the airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your bag's out first. There is that. That's always good. Yeah, the ad I did for this New Zealand mob was for the Bledisloe Cup, which was on Thursday night where my gig was on at the Crown Casino. And I was walking out of the gig and I thought, oh, I'll just watch the last 15 minutes here, sit in the near the pokes for a bit of atmosphere,
yeah,
and watch one of many, many for Falcons that had the game on. I thought, oh, you know what? I'm going to get a beer. I got a beer. It was a schooner of tap beer. What do you reckon that cost?
At the Cass?
One schoon of tap beer.
$13.
$15.60.
What type of beer did you get, fancy business class boy?
Don't think so.
Did you get a Stone and Wood?
No. Well, it's some Asahi, I believe.
There you go.
But that's not a fancy beer, is it? Just a regular tap beer.
Better than Carlton Draft.
Well, Carlton Draft, probably $15.10 or something. I don't know. That's crazy talk. Handed over a 20, not a lot of change. I said, no, just the one. I only wanted one.
And that's the problem, right? A city should either have zero casinos or 28 casinos. Because when there's one, they can be real cunty.
Yeah.
But when you've got a Las Vegas situation, there's dollar beers and shit. You're having a good time.
Well, I assume if you're playing the pokes, you get free. Do you get free drinks?
No.
No? You're still paying $15.60?
No, I think here it's still, they're giving you a shitty like Nescafe coffee in a big jug. American style.
Some popcorn with piss all over it.
Yeah.
That's revolting.
You're not getting the treatment here.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, they've kicked out a lot of the, I think a lot of the people in, you know, there was a couple of Four Corners episodes on the casinos. And since then, not as much money's been rinsed through. So they've got to get it another way.
Oh, right.
Which is charging us people $15.60 for a schooner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's obscene. Unbelievable. Anyway, we better kick
honestly,
off, mate.
Just wash dirty cash and give me $5 schooners.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I find pokey pubs that I drink at, the beer's not cheap either. Like it should be, but it's not. Stranger, not cheap.
No.
Golden Nug, not cheap. That one down on the corner there, that advertiser price and charge you even more than what it says on the thing. That Carlton one down in Chinatown in Melbourne.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the only place I drink in pokey pubs, your town.
We've got so many actual good pubs.
Clocks.
And I'll call you up. Where are you, man? I'm at Clocks.
It's not a very good price down there, either. Well, just briefly, Patreons, thank you very much again for supporting Midflight Brawl and the Scummies and keeping this thing going. Any business class above patrons who haven't received their complimentary limited edition Fort Jocks, hit me up on our Patreon. I think I've covered everyone. If they're not there by the end of this week, your September sign-ups, hit me up and I'll sort it out.
Patreon.com/midflightbrawl if you want extra episodes. Get these episodes early, ad-free episodes, and our Land Larrick and spin-off pod, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Heggy, while you've kicked off this plug chat, midflightbrawl.com for the T-shirts. They're bloody flying out the door again, the Air Jadens.
Oh, yeah. Karen's busy.
Larrikin Island.
Yes.
My three-year-old son insisting I'm both of those people on the T-shirts.
Oh, you're on the jet ski and you're doing
yeah.
a lay up with a broken bottle.
The broken Bintang. And he blames you. He goes, Daddy, why Heggy draw you on your T-shirt? Yeah, man. He's taking pot shots at everyone.
Yeah.
Putting his brother's head through a door, fucking giving me shit.
Oh, he's getting amongst
it. He's on a tear.
I'll tell you what, the Land Larrikins, nearly out of stock. A few sizes have gone. In the throws, they're, you know, a little birdie said there might be a limited edition shirt coming out this Christmas. So keep your eyes out for that soonish and get amongst it.
Before we get into the episode, every week when we're down the line from one another, you've always got a Zoom background with a grim past. I'm looking at, well, it's a theatre. It says the ADC Theatre.
Yeah, not so grim. It's more tip of my hat to you and where you studied comedy and where all your heroes went to do comedy and pretty much invented comedy. This is the Cambridge Footlights Theatre.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. Cambridge Theatre.
All the best of the best invented comedy there and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
What do you call it? What do you call the haircuts?
I don't know, floppy?
Foppish?
Yeah, foppish fucking heaps of them. They're still pumping them out. You sent me someone the other day, actually.
Yeah.
And I nearly chucked up watching it.
Yeah.
Not my thing. So you're going to stop saying, just watch them yourself, mate. Enjoy it. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see them.
It gets the reaction out of you as if you sent, like if I sent someone two girls, one cup or something, the reaction they'd have to that is if I just send you an English bloke doing stand-up.
It's not every English bloke. There's some excellent ones.
Absolutely not.
This brand, no good.
Now, why I have to know why this theatre, who performed there, who studied there.
Oh, it's just everyone, pretty much everyone with that accent and that haircut out of England has been through Cambridge and this is their theatre.
So it's not even a murderer or a fucking terrorist.
No. Worse. Way worse. At least those ones are a bit honest, you know. Good, hardworking, honest murderers. Not these blokes.
I'm on the telly. Not actually on your telly. Oh, you'd be in there going, hey, love, look, there's a man standing on me TV called a coppers, yeah? Your favourite. Anyway, should we get into the episode?
Yes. Let's do one.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This one. This week, we're looking at a young man called Josh Strickland.
Ooh.
Not to be confused with American Idol contestant Josh Strickland, who thinks outside the box by having been to Las Vegas and singing this fucking song.
Oh, your favourite. Yeah. Should just replace the Michael Jackson one with that. We'll be back to fucking...
Let him go.
Yeah. We'll be back to full Gone Too Soon clips really quickly.
Oh, that is... It's dreadful. But that's a... I don't know. That sort of singing... That there would have been an era where every contestant did that.
What do you mean? Just like straight to Vegas?
No, every Idol contestant was doing the same song year in, year out.
Yeah.
Like there'd be one year where... When I was working on it was... I keep falling in love with you. The girls one.
Oh, Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Nine out of ten girls will come in and sing that.
Yeah. Which is fucking dumb because you know it's who hard. You can't replicate? Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Crazy Go time. Low. I remember once doing an audition and they just made me do
Harry it. White.
An audition for an acting thing and they said, you just pick whatever script. So I went with like a shitty Vince Vaughn comedy.
Charlie Chaplin.
Huh? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Already had the mustache.
They did Vince Vaughn scene.
Yeah, I just did a Vince Vaughn scene from a shitty comedy film because you go, well, he's not trying. I'm not as good of an actor, obviously, but he's setting the bar pretty low on this one.
Yeah.
I might be able to clear it.
You know what you should have done?
Mm-hmm.
Nick fucking Cage's Not the Bees.
Oh, my eyes. The bees, my eyes. What's that film?
I don't know. I only know the scene.
Oh,
I don't know.
Glit something, man. Glit. Well,
it's something. Someone will correct us.
People are screaming right now.
Yeah. Our Joshua Strickland, though, no stranger to television.
The weaker man.
Yeah. Oh, beg your pardon. Gotcha. Yeah. Sucked in the screamers. Our Josh Strickland has appeared on none other than the Jeremy Kyle Show.
What's the Jeremy Kyle Show?
Well, it's a Jerry Springer-style show.
Great.
It's about poking fun at lowies at their worst. There's a school of thought saying, well, they signed up for it, so fuck them. But when it's just bear-baiting for profit, can be. I mean, how far above a travelling circus with Cage Wild Animals doing tricks is this? These idiots, they're doing DNA tests and shit on TV, and the moment they find out whether or not their life has been a complete ruse is on national TV.
You are... Not the father. One of those.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's cut and dry taking advantage of the poor.
Then they get up and just do a hump dance in front of the chick.
Yeah, it's great.
Get nine blokes in to test them.
Oh, man. Oof. In 2015, the year before this plane incident, our hero appeared on a segment of the Jeremy Kyle Show called Love Rat.
You were playing pool at a brothel.
Steve,
listen, I know you know not too much about these sorts of things, but have you ever heard of a snooker table, right, in a brothel?
Listen,
call me old-fashioned, but if I want to play pool, I go to a pool hall. If I want to go to a brothel, Steve would show me where to go. And you haven't said anything, so you're telling me that you went to a brothel where there was a pool table? and your mates had a go, but you just played pool.
It's a massage parlour, isn't it? But there's pool tables and that, yeah.
Sorry, a massage parlour with pool tables?
Well, that's what a brothel is, a massage parlour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of things. Jeremy's just landed his security guard, Steve, mate, in the shit there.
Yeah. And he only landed him in because he fucked up his own joke.
Yeah.
Saying if I wanted to play pool, I'd go to a pool hall. Yeah. If I wanted to go to a brothel, that's not.
Yeah.
You meant to say if you want to have, you know, root a sex worker, I'd go to a brothel. But he fucked it. So he's just throwing Steve in.
Steve.
Also, sounds like 80% of English comedians, that bloke, there's a pool table in a brothel. Yeah. And then repeat that, but louder.
Oh, you say repeat, I'd say repeat, and then repeat, and then repeat the repeat. It's 10 minutes in that. Josh ended up failing a lie detector test, the dickhead.
Oh, no.
When asked if he cheated on his girlfriend with sex workers at a brothel. We haven't found a new woke term for brothel yet, have we? Like this sex worker business is all very modern, but brothel, it's always going to sound a bit sinister, isn't it?
Knock shop.
Knock shop. Have you ever... shop. Yeah, I've heard it. But I don't think that's any better than brothel, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
should have palace or something in it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to get
make
worse.
Make it sound
though.
Nicer. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the, yeah, I can think of a lot of things that go before palace. Unless it's golden. Yeah. I don't want to go there. Yeah, he said he's playing pool while his mates were having fun.
Mm. Right.
In a surprise twist, his girlfriend also failed a lie detector test for cheating on him. So Jeremy, the journalist we just heard from, said, I think you two are the most ridiculous couple ever.
You were playing pool at a brothel.
I mean, I don't know what's worse in terms of journalism, that or the fucking the thing that we pay for as Mr. and Mrs. T payer blogging on the ABC website by semi-literate teenagers just out of probably high school, to be honest, but maybe they had a school paper or something and now they're journalists telling me what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm offended by both of them, probably the latter later because you know, more because I don't watch Jeremy Kyle style TV.
Yeah, I'm a hairdresser with dyslexia. I can't even. You go, is that a, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Amazing.
I'm going to click it. Don't want to.
Sometimes, like with a 21-year-old English guy with that style of haircut that Joshua has, difficult to muster any sympathy for being taken advantage of when you're airing your dirty laundry on TV.
Jeremy, we're recording this. We're in Brisbane at the minute before our Brisbane live show that would have maybe come out by now. But I was in the Valley last night with Pete and my dad. Mm. And there was some haircuts getting around and just the faces attached. You're like, thank God we're out of there by 11:30.
Yeah.
Guaranteed they were bashers or bashies within the next 2 hour period.
With the same haircut, you reckon?
That haircut.
So, you know, you
there
think
was that one and then there was the mullet version. With the shaved side.
Do you reckon the police have trouble when they come and see an all-in trying to guess who the tougher or the bad guys are, trying to separate it? No?
No. I think if you're a cop, you're a cop in the Valley,
You know.
You're also in the all-in.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you got to do.
Started it. Just clocked off and going out for a fight. Don't forget to take your uniform off. Jeremy Kyle's show got axed in 2019.
Oh, no. Oh, you'd be shouted pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
If you could have kept that. Oh, no, I guess you wouldn't have been able to. Everyone having a social distance and stuff.
Well, it's not that nice why it got axed. Yeah. Followed the death of a 63-year-old guest who failed a polygraph on TV, got ridiculed by the show and took his own life a week later.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's what it takes to axe this shit TV. Like a castle. I mean, I think in the last few years, like there has been a definitely a trend to make TV focus on the positives more so than the last 20 years when we all poke fun at life's losers.
Yeah. Well, I had Foxtel early days when I was a teenager.
All that shit was on there, wasn't it?
Like, Fox 8. If The Simpsons were finished on the Saturday, get ready for Maury Povich into a Jerry Springer into a whatever.
Donahue? Was Donahue still on?
No, I think Donahue was more 90s, but Springer, Maury Povich, and then I think Springer's security guard, Steve, got a spin-off, which I heard Jeremy, you also had
a Steve. You got to have a Steve.
Yeah.
Maybe Steve was moonlighting. Steve doesn't say anything. He could be any nationality. He's just getting around. Off-season, he goes over to England, does a Jeremy Kyle. I wonder what Steve's doing now. Our Joshua Strickland is a painter and decorator. I don't know how much of the latter he does. And we're looking at, if you cast your mind back, Jet 2 flight.
Ooh.
On July 13, 2016. Leeds, England. Salonika, Cyprus.
There we go.
What were all those hundreds of Northern English scum going to do in Cyprus?
My mum's one of them.
Yeah.
And I'd ask her the same question.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to the home of the goddess of love, Aphrodite. Rekindle the flames of a relationship built on football fanaticism. maybe they're going to visit the 400 BC heritage listed archaeological city of Paphos. Or maybe they're wanting to sample the world's oldest named wine from the 13th century, flavoured by the Lionheart of England himself, by the Lionheart of England himself, King Richard.
Wow.
Or maybe
they were at an Irish pub.
Yeah, they're going to all sports bar in Larnaca. Where they get maggot and watch football and big TVs and be rude to the staff. Shout, one World Cup, two World Wars, bewildered locals. Grab a Glasgow salad and get violent. Who knows?
Glasgow salad, is that bowl of chips?
Bowl of chips, yeah.
Beautiful.
While the plane was still on the tarmac waiting for takeoff, Joshua was spoken to by crew for talking too loudly.
Fucking
That's
hell.
A crime now. What's happened? To some people, there's no difference between talking loudly and yelling. Doing deals on a mobile phone in public at volume so people can hear that you're important. I don't like it. I don't like loud talking myself.
No, I'm one to hang up on public transport. If I'm on a tram or a train or something and my wife calls, I'll just give you a call back. I'm just on the train. Say, why are you talking so quietly? So I'm not a cunt on the train.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop making me talk.
There's a fuckhead. Me and friend of the show, Sean Woodland, go to the gym in Coogee, and it's starting to lose it. Was sort of just old people, old Russians in the sauna and us. Now it's getting a bit trendy.
Mm.
So we're in the middle somewhere. But there's one dude just talking.
At the middle, you reckon?
At high. At the pointy end of that. he's just on his phone, on the machines, just talking at volume, conducting business at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, just, you know, top of his voice. It's appalling.
When can you chime in on that? Just go, shut up.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate, shut up.
Really, I should be now.
Yeah.
Just, he'd know if he gets a medicine ball in the back of his head what he's done. Those earphones would pop out.
Yeah.
Just
make sure whatever the machine that he was on before he started the call, you lift heavier on that while you make eye contact, and then you can yell whatever the fuck you want.
I don't know about any sort of yelling at the gym, to be honest. If you got to yell while you're lifting something, it's too heavy. Get some help.
No, I'm prone to that. The big deadlifts, you get over 160 kilos, there's going to be a little bat. Just a little bat. I'm not doing business.
That's
sell.
That's your anus prolapsing. That sound.
A bad time.
What? You don't need to lift anything that heavy ever.
Oh, found a pink sock.
But then, some might be hard of hearing. They talk loudly. We're saying it's a crime to be deaf now.
Mm.
What's the world coming to? That's what he should have said, the deaf defense. Shortly after takeoff.
Well, also, that poor kid had just been on that show the year before where the guy was just yelling at him about a pool table and a brothel.
Mm.
Maybe his hearing has been affected negatively. We're all victims.
Everyone's
now
a victim.
Wayne Carey's one, we're all one.
Oh,
they've clocked it.
It's just how much of a victim you are. Now, shortly after takeoff, Josh put his face close to a flight attendant's face and said, "I want a fucking drink."
Ooh.
So,
got a chuck please
enough.
At the end of that.
I mean, or
pretty please, maybe, to cancel out the fuck.
Well, depends. If he was an important man, their time's more valuable than ours. Dispense with the manners. You don't hear rich people saying please and thank you. It takes too long. They don't even say goodbye on the phone before hanging up. They're like fucking detectives. And they just finish, they just hang up. So we didn't say goodbye. The billionaires do that. Yeah. Whatever. Time's too precious. This is a painter though, not even the artistic type. No dice, buddy. Josh had evidently been having a couple of drinky poos of his own, duty freestyle.
Oh, of course.
Which raises the voices of the stupid.
Leeds Airport, you find anything there?
Did I find anything?
Yeah. The Leeds Airport have a...
Nah, it's just a fenced off barbed wire section.
Oh, great. Is the Yorkshire Lounge, the Saltaire, and the Cabin Bar.
Yeah.
And the Saltaire, 2.5 stars. Yorkshire Lounge, 2.6 stars for the Saltaire.
Yep.
2.4 for the Yorkshire Lounge, 2.2 for Cabin Bar.
It only goes up to 3 in Leeds. They're fine.
The Saltaire Bar, the review, nice bar, but overpriced, even for an airport.
Yeah. Have you been to Leeds? I've been to Leeds.
No, just through Leeds on the train.
Guy tried to pick my pocket in a pub.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't work out. alcohol does.
Hey, by the way, Cabin Bar. After security, our refreshing pre-flight bar, cabin office.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As travellers, fine wines, craft beers or cocktails alongside delicious food in a comfortable and contemporary setting. And yeah. What do you reckon the photo of the delicious food is? I'll give you a clue. Time of day, breakfast.
Bowl of chips. Potato gems. Hash browns. Or eggs, Ben and Dick.
Yeah, on a fucking muffin.
With black pudding instead of bacon or salmon.
Just.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. To be fair, you would have said bowl of chips for any time of day.
Holiday sauce. Yeah, for sure. Well, you need your veggies. Alcohol does dampen the hearing, though. Had a little look. So when you think you're talking too softly, you compensate by raising the volume. You think you're speaking too softly and people need to hear your drunk shit. And nobody knows why booze makes you go a bit deaf. Well, I haven't figured that out. Just does. Some things science can't figure out, like why mandarin juice doesn't work. They just, you know, just fucking doesn't. Leave it alone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, why is that? Even the juiciest mandarin.
Disgusting. Fucking no good.
Yeah.
You don't see it in the shops. Oh, maybe you do now. I don't know. Mandarin kombucha.
You'd
have some of that. You'd have a case of that in your room.
Oh, fuck.
Josh needed someone to pick on. Well, like what else are you supposed to do when you've been told to keep the noise down? So, it's fuckheads. They look around. They're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
So they're looking around. Just, you know, don't maintain eye contact. I sometimes do.
They got to keep moving like a shark.
Yeah. Next. Next victim.
Tell you what I would have said to Josh at that point.
Josh has turned his attention to a Cypriot family sitting close by. And he told them, you better not be talking about me or I'll knock you out.
Wow.
And to again, fair enough.
Family.
Nobody likes being talked about behind their backs, especially to their faces in another language. He's added, speak English, speak English.
Oh, no.
But you better understand English in about 5 seconds. If you don't, I am going to fuck you up.
What's that music behind that?
I don't know.
Is that him?
Yeah, that was, remember he was recording that on the plane?
Yeah, in the mirror. I just haven't listened to that.
In the bathroom.
Was he listening to music at the same time?
You better understand English in about 5 seconds. If you don't, I am going to fuck you up.
Sounds like he's in a nightclub.
If I remember, that's from a much earlier episode.
Yeah.
I think, was he recording that in the bathroom on the plane?
Yeah.
Sometimes on those long-haul flights, they've got the little
cool music in there.
Yeah.
Just relax your bowels with some funky music. I mean, it raises the issue again. Like, you know, so many people insist on not speaking English in front of exclusively English-speaking people like Josh. It's not on. They need to make more of an effort, including in their own countries, yes. But especially over international waters. It's a Jet 2 flight from Leeds, for God's sakes. Speak English. The etiquette couldn't be made more clear. Speak English.
The official language on a flight, on a Jet 2 flight out of Leeds, would be slurred, I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, these idiots, that Cypriot family, they don't even know that they should. They don't even speak English. They're that stupid. So they haven't bothered, have they? Joshua's eyes were said to have been glazed over and he was slurring his words.
There you go.
The Leeds language of love. He told another passenger This is a direct quote. Shut up or I'll smack you. Like he's speaking to an insolent child.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, who back-chatted him.
You want some fucking timeout, cunt?
Yeah, pretty good. You want a bit of a timeout? A seat was found at the back of the plane for Josh. They open up mid-flight sometimes.
Beautiful.
Get up, get out of the way. English speaker coming through. And he was physically restrained to it, partly by his own friends who were with him at the time.
Good mates.
Yeah. Josh out, kicked out off of the brothel. Pretty,
yeah.
Josh, stop playing pool, mate. We're getting on a plane.
Boy, blue balls. The only one that didn't get a route. He's furious. Couldn't organise a route in a brothel, old Joshy.
Yeah. That's a damning indictment, isn't it? True mates there, like willing to administer some tough love.
Yeah. And this is on the way to the holiday.
Oh, yeah. Barely off the ground. If I had to do that to you, I'd get a few hits in.
Fucking oath you would.
Whisper a few insults in your ear while you're unable to move for good measure. He broke free at one point.
Well, you told Lucia, my wife and I, the other month when we're all on the Goldie, you told her a story about a kid that had pushed your kid over, but hurt your kid, and you went up to him in the tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just what did you say?
Well, I started swearing, just hoping they'd go home and start saying swear words.
Fuck you. Fuck. Fucking cunt. Fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. It's so funny.
Not that nasty, just like hoping that he'd repeat the words when he got
fuck,
home.
Fuck.
Well, it's, you know, it's a slow burn. You don't know if you did it.
Plant the seed.
Well,
from little things.
When you're creating art, do you need to see the results? I don't know. He broke free, pretended to go to the toilet, and ran down the aisle towards the Cypriot family again. Maybe Josh has some Greek or Turkish blood in him, does not like Cypriots, although I doubt he even knew what they were.
No.
They're just non-English speakers. Yeah. Gobbledygook, isn't it? Or he's just a colonialist who wants Cyprus to be like the good old days of British occupation. Or maybe he's just fucking a disgusting little maggot who's breathing too much paint fumes. It's unclear. Dirty little Bevan.
If I had to pick from one of those, though, go and see.
Oh, yeah, every time. The crew alerted the captain to Josh's volatile, abusive and unpredictable behaviour. Yeah. And he decided to redirect the flight to Manchester Airport.
Oh, jeez.
Like Leeds
so Josh can get more mates on board.
Oh.
Fucking hell.
Leeds and Manchester, not a lot of difference in their respective grubs versus normals ratio. Plus, they did not get far. Like that's Manchester and Leeds are equidistant from Cyprus. It's a bit of a fuck off to go there and not just back to Leeds.
Mm.
It's the same. Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah.
He repeatedly tried to get up from his seat as the plane was descending into Manchester and his friends were trying to cover his mouth. And he was repeatedly kicking out and punching his headrest and was heard saying, if they're doing this, I might as well knock someone out. Can't fault his logic.
Nah, good point.
Mm.
If I'm in big trouble, I'm going to really get my shots in.
Wow, man. If you're on the death row Green Mile,
yeah,
you might as well bash a guard. What are they going to do? Yeah. Kill you twice? The plane landed and Josh's status got changed.
Status arrested.
Jet 2 issued him with a lifetime ban. Oof. Not unlike us and pretty much everyone else listening. I can say right now, I'll never need to get on a Jet 2.
And, never want to, just for have a squeeze?
I don't think I'll ever need to. I hope not.
When we get to tour overseas with this show one day, should we get on a Jet 2?
Well, we probably won't get anywhere. We'll book some shows.
Oh, yeah. That's
book
true.
Ryanair Jet 2 and all the rest of it. EasyJet and just not get to him. They also tried to get him to pay 10,300 GBP for the diversion, but the judge pointed out that he was unemployed and on benefits. What a world.
Off on holiday.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't an isolated incident. The British unemployment benefits don't seem to come with any caveats. Not here either. What do you need a fucking holiday for? What's he taking a holiday off? I'm all for everyone gets a ribbon. Don't panic. You know me. But how did the unemployed go on so many fucking holidays in the UK? It's incredible. Overseas, when I was a kid, that was a mystical destination. There were no kids at my primary school who had ever been out of Australia. A handful had arrived from other countries. Out of the question was an overseas holiday, and our dads had jobs.
Yeah. I remember one kid, Peter, in my primary school.
Sounds like a wanker already.
he was a good kid. He was the year above me, and he got to, was he my year? Anyway, he was one of those kids that summer holidays or whatever. Mm. 2 weeks in America.
Yeah. Was his dad a criminal? Like, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Incredible. A lot of DOSers get Cyprus holidays. It's the end of an empire. Plus, why would he be described in all the articles as a painter, decorator? He's not. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You can't just have done something in the past and get called that forever unless it's murder. Like, you don't get to fucking say, yeah, I'm a...
We are calling him a grub here and we don't know. Well, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
We are just playing the odds.
Say unemployed. It's not a fucking painter, decorator. Josh appeared in court and pleaded guilty to being drunk on board an aircraft.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pled for the dummies. Who've again overwhelmed tradition with stupidity and tenacity, managed to make an incorrect word acceptable. Very little we're not going to do to make idiots feel like they're not idiots anymore. Idiots are fine. Better when they knew what they were, though. Josh had 11 previous convictions.
Oh, fuck, he's busy.
For 20 offences, including his most...
Do you have some of them? I need the dinger.
No, it's too long for dinging.
Oh, jeez.
Including his most recent one in 2014 for battery, for which he received community service.
Battery.
Battery. His behaviour was blamed on his troubled upbringing, and he has mental health issues as well as a history of drug and alcohol abuse.
Wow.
Assumedly, someone else administered those against his will at least first few times.
So, I don't know. Tough upbringing.
Yeah.
What was the last one?
Drug and alcohol abuse. Mental health. Not his fault. Remember when drugs came out in the '80s? Now, remember Nancy Reagan managed to convince all our parents to be really terrified of drugs. And everyone said it was possible for someone to come up and inject you with something and then you're hooked forever.
Yeah.
Like, that is, a lot has to align for that to transpire. Like, someone carrying around a loaded syringe is going to approach a complete strange 10-year-old boy at a public urinal and just go, there you go, mate. And take the risk that boy's going to be injected against his will and then turn around and say, oh, cheers for that. See you tomorrow. I'll bring my piggy bank. Fucking insane, isn't it?
And you know what happened there? I reckon they've overcooked it too early. Bit like COVID in Victoria. Everyone just stay inside for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's nobody gives a fuck when it's still a bit, you know, there's still an issue. Yeah. They went too hard too early. Now people go, well, I'm not listening anymore. When it's like, smoke one joint and you'll be homeless.
Yeah.
Now people are mixing oxys and fucking all sorts of shit.
I saw some footage of our Josh with a fresh bowl cut.
Beautiful.
Turning up to court to get sentenced. A lot of swagger.
Yeah.
Like, skinny bloke walking like he wouldn't fit through a fucking doorway.
Yeah.
Tennis balls under the armpits.
ILS.
Oh, man.
Do you know ILS?
No, what's that?
Invisible lat syndrome.
Oh, he had that. Lats are the ones under here.
Yeah, underneath. Yeah. Underneath the armpit.
Latissimus
Dorsey. Yeah.
Dorsey. Yeah, righto. Oh, it's not rare. Not one mate or parent or anything with him. Nothing in his hands.
Fuck yeah.
No collar. He's made a small attempt at covering his face, as he's seen on TV, but then he abandoned that.
Yeah, they do the little cheeky criminal one.
Yeah.
Where they're still peeking through one of the fingers of my one-year-old playing hide and seek.
He pulled he's got a jumper on, but round collar. Yeah. And a round collar shirt under that, which I can't get behind. Like, I don't like the preppy look much myself, but if you've got a round jumper and a round tee, it's worse. I don't know.
But he's love that.
He's abandoned pulling the jumper off his face. When he stopped covering half his face with his jumper, what do you reckon his hands were doing?
Either middle finger or a shuckers.
Double shuckers. Yeah. Joshua received 6 months in jail. I reckon he wasn't expecting that. You don't go to court by yourself doing sharkers. He said to his mate, she's going to pop down to court, be back in half, put the kettle on. I'll have a limescale flavoured tea, please. 6 months. That sounds about fair to me for that.
I would have liked it more if he put a roast on or something.
Yeah.
Just at home by himself, put a roast on, fucking be back for this in a few hours.
Wow, they cook them, tastes the same 6 months later. Whatever.
And my mum listens to this. Mum, there's been numerous times where I've offered to take my parents out to I want to take them to Rockpool. My dad loves it. Rockpool, unbelievable steak restaurant in Melbourne. Mum, she goes, nah, only if you'll do it well done.
Yeah.
You go, Mum, the chefs will come out and fucking fight you.
Yeah, fucking know.
Stop eating well done meat. There's no mad cow disease. It's not fucking World War II. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Josh could have put a you know, beef leg in. 6 months later, come home, just still milling.
You reckon that's what the judge referred to it? They love a bit of, you know, they love a bit of slang. I'm giving you an English leg of lamb. Oh, yeah. No, 6 months.
Yeah. 6 months in the oven. It's, I reckon 6 months is fair, although not according to Facebook commenters.
Oh, no.
Well, there's never been an appropriately harsh punishment handed out to a young fuckwit, according to the not-so-silent-anymore majority.
Mm.
Bashed to death, hanged, or hung, if you want to say that now. Jail for life, passport ripped up in front of him while he's being tortured, etc. Just shit like that. They always go so fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. They should be in charge of more stuff, really, mm-hmm. not just their own computers. This guy, Joshua Strickland, not the only Joshua Strickland in the big house.
Oh.
I was trying to find him, and there are a bunch.
Wow.
I'll tell you some. 34-year-old Florida man, Josh Strickland, in 2019, went into a bank in Portland, handed over a note saying, "This is a robbery, and I have a gun. I'll start shooting if you try anything stupid. Give me $5,000.
Oh, jeez. That is a child's amount of money, you'd say, if you're robbing a place. $5,000.
Yeah. Well, he got it. He got the $5,000.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
Or
immediately.
Immediately.
He's in Portland.
Oh, strip club.
Las Vegas. So, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He got to Vegas and the female body inspectors arrested him. I was hoping he had a flutter and a win.
Hmm.
When the female body inspectors turned up, go, there you go. There's 10. Fuck off.
Just borrowed it.
Give that back. Yeah. A little sweetener for you. Get yourself something nice. I'm back to the pokes. You're welcome. Just turned your measly $5,000 into a million.
Yeah, they don't, doesn't even turn away from the blackjack table. Just leans back and puts it in her top pocket. There you go, love.
Well, enjoy that. Yeah. I mean, the FBI, I can only judge from what I've seen in the movies, and which is truth in America, but it's not in their charter to sneak up on anyone, is it? Like, they have got fucking 150-point yellow print on blue jackets of what they are.
Yeah.
And
they've never all parked properly outside a place.
No, I don't think
that. Everyone's coming in sideways.
Park, yeah.
You've got a fucking Tokyo drift.
Oh, yeah. There's traffic jam. He probably thought it was a stripper, but it's a just give him $5,000. Fuck off. This one got 6 years in the clink for his troubles. Should get rewarded, if anything, for pulling off an old-fashioned bank robbery in this era. Hard work. Although he was wanted back in Florida for some historical sex offences. So
that's
there was that. Has not been very nice in jail, this Josh Strickland, despite now identifying as a woman called Ash.
Oh.
How's that work? She's still in a men's jail where she bashes other inmates with regularity, well as filling her hair with blood and shaking it all over the guards before bashing them. So,
yep.
Ash Strickland.
Got a bit going on.
Not very well behaved.
Mm.
This is all hot off the presses. So the bank robbery will have some assault years chucked on top.
Yeah.
Very recent, this putting blood in your hair and flicking at people.
Yeah.
Bashing them and stuff. Man.
Cool maneuver. Ooh. I like it.
Well, the quality at its best.
Yeah.
Another,
so now she's got long hair, so puts the blood in the hair and just whips it.
Like that video game where you used to be able to pick people up with the hair and flick them around, throw them.
That's bit of Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter action.
Another Joshua Strickland in
Hattie. Finish them.
Yeah. Helicopter hair. This one is in Hattiesburg, and this one is a cop, no less. But in 2019 was hooning in his squad car. This Josh Strickland,
right,
along with another cop in another squad car. Bad boys, what you going to do? Well, this is what they're going to do. Run a red light and swipe an elderly couple driving along minding their own business, killing them. Witness Karen Carter Cooley on Facebook. Sounds like a dobber already.
You know how that cop car came at the elderly couple?
Like a comet.
Yeah. Two comets. Do it again.
Like a comet.
Karen Carter Cooley on Facebook said the couple went through.
Pardon, who?
Karen Carter Cooley. Facebook dobber.
Yeah.
She said.
Triple C, K double C.
KCC.
Yeah.
I'd be good if it was. She said the couple went through a green light. She stopped on the amber, which is what saved her life. Thank goodness.
Mm.
I was at the light. I'm just sick. Glad I decided to stop and not go through the yellow light. Amber, Karen. I would have been hit.
Did I tell you a long time ago when my son started daycare? I went in once. There was a teacher teaching them red, yellow, and green traffic light
system.
Which
you said?
Hmm? Amber. Mm. Said gold, Australian gold. The teacher said, what does green mean? The kid said, go. They said, what does red mean? The kid said, stop. And then they said, what does yellow mean? And the kids are all looking. They didn't know. It's two-year-olds.
Put your hand up.
And the teacher said, you can go through it. You can keep going through it.
What?
And, yeah. I've left some details out about the teacher there, but
yeah, right.
You can place them together in your head.
Yeah.
I see why there are crashes at intersections.
Yeah. Did you put your hand up? Go, a couple of things here. Let's start with yellow. I mean, you know, the world still has Karen Carter Cooley, thank goodness, due to her
sorting it out.
Caution. Unthinkable that we may have lost her as well. Josh Strickland, the cop.
Pretty good to get in there in the Facebook comments. So that was almost me.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's amazing.
My favorite one is anytime there's a YouTube video about somebody that's addicted to something or was addicted, first comments, I've been sober 7 years, 4 months, three days.
Every time.
There's no point. You couldn't even ask them what's the movie about. I don't know, addiction or something.
Yeah.
Here are my stats.
Oh, school got shot up. I played against that school in basketball in 1985. Incredible. Josh Strickland, the cop, had to hand in his badge and his gun, probably toss it across the desk and said, God damn it, chief, as he did so.
And the chief's all disheveled.
Yeah.
You boys are out there. He's looking through the looking through the blinds. You guys are out there causing a ruckus. The mayor's up my ass.
Yeah. Another Joshua Strickland, hot off the presses again. Just last month, in fact, one Josh Strickland of North Carolina, of all places. Only 19 years old, was found with drugs and drug paraphernalia in his car, along with two Glock handguns, one of which had a switch, making it fully automatic.
Oh, wow. Brap.
Yeah, souped up. Josh was charged with, among other things, possession of a weapon of mass destruction. Sounds like he's got a fucking rocket missile in his house.
I just call it me dick, but whatever.
Yeah.
Next.
They do take law enforcement seriously there, though, and good for them. Can't afford to be soft on crime, especially for a bloke like this. In February of this very year we are in right now, Josh and his brother Emmanuel robbed a bloke of his handgun, told the guy to come back the next day and they'd sell it back to him. At which time?
We've got Emmanuel and we've got an auto.
Yeah.
The brothers.
Here he is. He went back the next day to get his gun back. They robbed him again.
Oh.
Of his money and another gun.
Oh, no.
Don't know if you went back for thirds.
No, you wouldn't. Or maybe third time lucky.
Three times a charm. Come on. couple more Joshua Stricklands. Amazingly common name. Two more and then we'll go.
Jesus. Yeah, I know. I get it's a common name, but it's not super, you know.
Not common enough to have six in jail that I could find on page one of Google. Well, that's fucking amazing.
That's what I mean. It's not John Smith.
No.
It's
incredible. I didn't think there'd be six John Smiths. On the front page of Google, all in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. In 2018, a Joshua Strickland was working in Disney Springs at a Coca-Cola store.
Oh.
I'm already sus.
American dream, yeah.
Why would there be a Coke store? Merch? Well, you get Coke everywhere.
No, it's merch.
Just Coke merch.
Did you say Disney Springs?
Disney Springs.
Yeah, wow. My mate Benny, when he was a kid, he collected Coca-Cola merch.
Did he?
Yeah, a bunch of bottles and clocks and frisbees and shit. Didn't you have the yo-yos?
I got yo-yos, yeah. I'm a collector.
Yeah.
I could turn mine eyes up, but I'm actually a collector of unopened. If anyone wants an unopened box of 1990 made in the Philippines champion yo-yos, super, beg your pardon, yo-yos, $250 bucks a pop, trying not to flood the market.
You're the fucking De Beers of put yo-yos.
Well, I've got about six boxes left, I reckon. I've put about one box every couple of years on eBay.
And,
or Gumtree, whatever. Yeah, they go. Yeah. But I don't want to put
them
all in.
Though, I don't want to knock you, but I reckon you missed your window.
Why?
Middle of COVID. That's when people were just getting into shit.
Buying yo-yos. But,
or
yeah,
just spending money on it, because you're getting money. A heap of people getting money to sit at home and not work.
Yeah.
And they're going to spend it.
On yo-yos. Fucking idiots. So he's working away at the Disney Springs Coca-Cola store. And Josh, over the course of 18 months, stole, fingers in the till. How much do you reckon?
Over how long?
18 months.
12 grand.
18,000 US dollars.
Nice.
Needed money, he said, for his girlfriend's birthday present, as well as mum's rent. I would have left it at the mum's rent thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a victim, TM, go mum's rent, leave out the girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
That was for her. Like, that's for her to hear on the news and go, oh, I'll wait for him.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Nah.
That's dumb.
Always mum's rent.
Yeah.
Single mum's rent.
Oh, single battered mum's rent.
Yeah.
Chuck some extra shit in there. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't say girlfriend's present.
Yeah.
Dummy. Again, 2018, same year.
Single orphan teenage mum's rent.
Yeah.
Wedge him in.
I haven't even met her yet. In 2018, in New Zealand, of all places, the most beautiful country in the world that's never done anything wrong, and they're fantastic, and they're all just fucking full of love and rainbows and those animals and shit.
Yeah.
The fictitious ones. A humble shoplifter, 26-year-old Joshua Strickland, flogged some tobacco from a dairy. They call it mixed business a dairy. It's really cute.
Like a servo or a milk bar.
Mixed business.
Yeah.
It's dairy. It's just fucking
convenient. Yeah, I've heard you use the term mixed business before. I've never heard that. Like a milk
mixed
bar.
Mixed business. Well, there used to be milk bars. Not a lot of fucking milk in them anymore,
is
there?
Yeah.
They used to have all the fucking flavours in the front window there.
Yeah.
Including blue. What the fuck? Or green, rather, on the pump pack. Who the fuck's getting a lime milkshake? No way. That's probably what shut them down. Someone ordered one, died. No more fucking milk bars.
I don't mind a blue heaven. You've got me fucking yearning for a blue heaven now. Blue heaven
slush puppy.
No, a blue heaven thick shake.
The fuck is that? Blue milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
Blue. The blue heaven, the flavour.
Milk based drink or the water one?
No, a thick shake. Milk.
I've never seen a blue milkshake.
Really? No, it's the flavour is called blue heaven.
There's nothing in it though. It's just sugar. What is blue?
I don't know. Mate, I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not Dr. Cody, you know. Couldn't tell you.
It's just a really unnatural looking thing.
What's in blue heaven? Yeah, I'd always go
sugar.
Chocolate.
Sugar and blue colouring.
What? Sorry,
I've got to ask you.
What? What is blue heaven flavour? You've never seen that colour?
No.
You're kidding.
I've seen it in shop windows.
A mix of vanilla and raspberry.
Yeah, bullshit. They used to try to sell slush puppies and say blue was raspberry.
Yeah.
You know, fucking bullshit. I've seen raspberries before, mate. They're not that colour when you crush them up.
You've never seen blue heaven?
No, not as milk. I've seen it in like ice, like those ice ones.
Yeah, yeah, a Slurpee.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not in a milk-based drink.
Fuck. Yeah, that was always, that'd be in the top five. You know, if they had multiple, you got vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Caramel,
blue heaven, or a lime.
No good. I'd draw the line. Before strawberry.
Chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strawberries are nice. Just eat your fucking strawberry.
Some would say eat chocolate.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's just better, right? Shut the fuck up. I mean, the whole population in New Zealand, they're just lovely, aren't they? Except the ones who regularly bash people.
Mm.
They're all so lovely.
Except the ones that came and saw our stand-up shows there a few years ago.
Fucking pricks.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
12 of the angriest people.
Oh, yeah. And just 12. This Josh Strickland was leading police on a 110 km/h car chase.
Doing a lap of the country.
In a 50 zone. And they drive fucking fast there. I don't know if you've seen country roads in New Zealand.
They love fanging it.
I mean, they punch above their own weight in a few things.
Yeah.
And young people in road deaths is definitely one of
them. Oh, really?
A lot of fucking crosses.
Oh, no.
He's in a 50 zone. Some wallopers up ahead laid out some road spikes to stop him.
Yeah.
He swerved to miss them, naturally.
Someone's played a bit of GTA.
Well,
like it.
Fucking He's run down a policeman.
Oh.
Broke his legs and his arms and his ribs and a shoulder. Tough bastard didn't die. Sucked in.
Sorry, you're yelling sucked in there because I had my finger over a gone too soon grab.
Oh, yeah. Lucky for Josh.
I got a feeling you're just lying to me about the end of that story. His head fell off. He survived. Don't worry. Put it back on. Put it in some milk. Got him to hospital.
I mean, this was very lucky for this Josh Strickland. He got sentenced, rather than killing him, being in jail probably forever, he got sentenced to 63 months in jail. He's in there right now, still trying to figure out how fucking long that is. He's a Kiwi.
Yeah, that's a shit number. That is a really fucking shitty number.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Must have been the cop's favourite number or something.
Yeah.
What's your favourite number? 36. Let's turn it around.
Yeah.
Go. Fucking, I don't know what's happened.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. We've got merch, of course. Get on midflightbrawl.com if you want a T-shirt. Come and see us at some live shows around the joint. And try not to get in trouble on a Jet 2 flight.
Yeah.
Or you'll hear about yourself on air.
Righto. See you next week.
If your name's Josh Strickland, fucking change it. It's bad news.
It's a bad name. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.